This kind of forms a toughness, you know, for your team because, you know, we those last couple of games of the regular season, we had to win those games, so it felt like a playoff game for us. But knowing that if we got in, we were going to have to go on the road and go in and play in some tough environments and play against some tough teams. So I think it just, you know, it made us a much tougher team than we had already been.
Charles, why do you like your chances to get to the 25?
I just think we're a tough team. I think we have a lot of tough, good players on our team, and we've been playing good at the right time. And you know, there's no guarantee what'll happen, but I like our chances just because we're playing so well together right now.
What's the difference in Charles Woodson, who came to the Super Bowl as a Raider, and Charles Woodson, who comes to the Super Bowl as a Green Bay?
Kids. You know, I'm older now, man, and you know, this is I'm closer to the end, you know, than I am to the beginning. And you know, going once and not going until, you know, 9 years later or whatever it is, you understand how hard it is to get here. You understand that there's no guarantee you'll ever get back. So, you know, I'm taking in every moment of it, man, and I'm enjoying it. And this time around, I'm definitely hoping for a different outcome.
What was that plane flight in on the way to Big D with your chances of getting the Super Bowl ring that you lose you for so many years? What was that flight like in, and what was going through your mind when you were coming down?
You know what? What was going through my mind was a great movie. You know, I watched Social Network on the plane, and you know, I'd heard a lot about it, hadn't seen it yet, so I watched it on the plane, and so that's really what I thought about, and really didn't really think about the game until we landed, and then you look out, you know, the window, and you see all the cameras, you see all the police escorts, and that sort of thing. So once we landed, and I seen all that, you know, then I kind of got, you know, some chills a little bit because this is the last game. This is what you play the game for, and hopefully we get this win.
Are you surprised that your White House speech has gotten so much buzz nationally?
Not really. I think any time you mention the president of any country, you know, you'll get some press. But you know what? It was something that was spur of the moment. It was something to have a little fun. And, you know, so I'm not surprised that it got a little airplay.
There's going to be a lot of talk about defense, Charles, this week, yours and theirs. A lot theirs because it's the Steelers. Do you think it'll be tough for you guys to get the respect you're due this week when it comes to your defense?
No, it won't be tough. I mean, because we got to play the game. You know, both teams got to go play. And, you know, our defense has been playing well all season. And so we feel good about who we are as a team, and we understand who the Steelers are, what they're known for, and hopefully after this game we'll be known for the same thing.
You see those three trophies every day you walk into the facility. Is that just a reminder of what you guys are after and trying to add to that legacy?
Yeah, it reminds you of what it's all about. Those teams, they have something to show for their hard work, you know. Not that I don't have anything or none of the guys have anything to show for their hard work, but that epitomizes it. And so we see it every day. And also, you know, the pictures that we see going in and out of Lambeau, the team pictures of the championship teams, all of those things are reminders of what we're trying to become. So hopefully we can, you know, make our place in history.
So why'd you leave to Oakland and why'd you sign with Green Bay?
Oakland, I never intended on leaving Oakland. It was just, you know, my time ran out there, and so it was time to go. Green Bay, I was there because nobody else wanted to take a shot on Charles Woodson, and so that's why I had to play football, and it's worked out.
Why did they want to take a shot on you? Did you get a bad rep?
I had a bad rep.
Well, why is that?
Well, you know, I would say I was a little bit of a wild child, a little bit. You know, I enjoyed myself as a young man. And, you know, I guess they were done with it, tired of it. And that's one of the reasons why I was out of Oakland. And one of the reasons why, you know, nobody wanted to take a shot on me. And there was talks about my game declining and not being the player that I was, that I had lost a step and all those different things. So all of that came into play when it came to finding another team.
What did you do as a wild child?
I won't go into detail, but I had fun, I'll tell you that.
A lot of partying?
Charles, let me give you an out. Sass Sergeant Houser, the better guy.
How you doing? Yeah.
Not bad. Hey, would you mind giving the troops a shout out? They're going to see this during the Super Bowl. Yes. Just say your name, your team, position, and any short message you want to have.
It's Charles Woodson with the Green Bay Packers. I'd like to say to all of you troops, thank you for all your hard work, your dedication, and for doing the things that most of us wouldn't dare to do. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Charles. Good luck in the game.
Absolutely. Thank you. All right, he just stayed the course, and you know, he just kept working, and no matter what anybody said about him, he never changed. He never changed his focus on getting to this point. And so, you know, when you have a coach that is unwavered, you know, by whatever is going on in the media or whatever is said about him, you got a good guy at the helm. So we follow him, followed his lead, and here we are with a chance to win the Super Bowl.